Hey, mighty man of God, you don't just have to listen and eavesdrop on me and the guests I interview on this show. How would you like to talk with someone directly to help you with your challenges, frustrations, and concerns? Book a free breakthrough call with us so we can find out where you are, where you like to go, and how we can connect you to a community of godly men who can help you get there. Although the breakthrough calls are free, time slots are limited. So just go to realmenconnect.com/call to schedule a call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. It's like my wife always says, nothing will ever change unless you change something. So book your breakthrough call today. That's realmenconnect.com/C-A-L-L. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't give losers the last laugh. Now, I know that probably doesn't make any sense, so let me repeat that again. I said, real men don't give losers the last laugh. 15 years ago, I was at one of the lowest points in my life when I thought I had lost everything. My ex-wife had asked me for a divorce after a 16-year marriage that ended because of my serial adultery and addiction to pornography. And as a result, I lost most of my wealth, jeopardized my health with my reckless living, destroyed my family, receiving joint custody of my 9-year-old son, shattered my reputation as a Christian man and ministry leader in my church, and I found myself sitting alone in an empty 4-bedroom house with no bed to sleep in because I had just given most of my furniture, including my bed, to my ex-wife. Now, most would call this a rock bottom experience, and for me it was. Other than seeing my son every other week, I didn't believe I had anything else to live for. So I went into a deep depression. And even though I hadn't lost everything, it felt like I did. I still had family and friends, and I still had my health by the grace of God, and I still had a job and I was making a living, but I still felt like I had nothing. I didn't want to have anything to do with my family or friends, and truth be told, I didn't want to have anything to do with God. I was alone, I felt alone, and I wanted to be alone. I wasn't just mad at myself, I was mad at God for not protecting me from myself. Now, I know that probably sounds crazy, doesn't it? But that was my reality. That was my rock bottom. A friend once told me that everyone needs to hit their rock bottom so they can realize that God is the rock at the bottom. And I knew that, but I didn't want to have anything to do with God because I felt like God had let me down. Now, have you ever felt that way before? So what does all of this have to do with real men not giving losers the last laugh? Well, while I was in my pit of self-pity and my dungeon of depression and my gutter of guilt, I came across this book by Neil Anderson called The Bondage Breaker. Now, as I was struggling with porn and sexual addiction, I bought it because I had every intention of reading this book in order to save my marriage, but I never read the book. Now, why do we as men deceive ourselves by thinking that good intentions are good enough? Just as a meal that you don't eat will never satisfy you, a book you never read will never help you, and that includes the Bible. Well, I finally opened this book, and although I don't remember everything I read or learned from the book, one thing stood out and slapped me in the face, and it changed my life. The author had us do this exercise where we had to go back in our past to re-experience all the trauma we had endured and survived as children. And for me, that was being abandoned by my father, being neglected by my mother, watching her abuse alcohol, being sexually abused by my cousin, being rejected and made fun of by my friends, being doubted by my teachers, being judged by the color of my skin, you name it. It was really painful reliving those experiences, and I really didn't see the point. But then the author asked a question. He asked, where was Jesus during all that trauma? And out of my self-righteousness indignation, I said out loud, yeah, where was God when I was suffering through all of that? Where was he? Then the author said, he was there, but you need to look for him. He said, seek him and look carefully around the room. You will see him. He's there standing in the corner weeping for you, Joe. He's crying over your pain. He's crying over your abuse. He's shedding tears over your shame. He's crying over everything you felt because what's happening to you is happening to him. Because when you gave your life to him, he poured his spirit into you. So what you feel, he feels. Now, after reading that, I admit it gave me some comfort, but it didn't change my situation or my circumstances. It just stopped me from being mad at God, because I realized at that moment that God did care. He always cared, even when I didn't. But then the author said, now I want you to do something else as you relive that trauma. I want you to continue to look around that room, that same room. Look carefully, because you'll see another person standing in the opposite corner. And guess who that is? That's not Jesus. That's Satan. But guess what? Satan's not weeping for you, Joe. He's laughing at you. And guess what? The author was right. I spiritually saw the enemy laughing at my father leaving my mom and abandoning us. Laughing when my mother neglected us and whenever she took a drink of alcohol. Laughing when I was being sexually abused, rejected by my friends, being doubted by my teachers, and being judged because of my race. He was cracking up. Now, who does that? Who laughs at someone else's pain, hurt, and suffering? I'll tell you who. Someone who wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. And like a lightning bolt, I found myself back in the present, and I spiritually saw the enemy in my 4-bedroom vacant home standing in the corner, literally laughing at me. Laughing when my wife served me with those divorce papers. Laughing while she and my son were crying. Laughing as they were leaving my home. Laughing at my hypocrisy and my addiction. Laughing at my guilt, my shame, and my regret. He was laughing at my God, all because of me. The devil is a spiritual bully, and he laughs when you're crying and when you're hurting. When you're struggling through a storm. When you fall to sin and temptation. When you're not loving your wife or when you're neglecting your kids. When you run away from others and isolate yourself. When he sees you losing the battle against porn, alcohol, drugs, or anything you run to other than God. Sometimes he tries to cover his mouth when he laughs to muffle the sound so we can't hear him, but he can't help himself. He's too arrogant. And just like a bully, he can't help but run his mouth. And while he's laughing, he's saying, I knew you were going to fail. I told you were going to lose. I knew you were going to quit. I told you can't trust God. He doesn't love you or care about you. Nobody loves or cares about you. I told you I would win. You joke to me and everybody who knows you. My work here is done. Mission accomplished. I'm finished here because you will never recover from this. Man. See, God allowed me to spiritually see the devil laughing at me, and I knew I couldn't accept this. This was my Road to Damascus experience. So this week on The Real Men Check-In, let me ask you a serious question. What are you doing or saying or thinking that's giving the devil something to laugh at? 15 years ago, I found myself mad at God while he was weeping, when I should have been mad at the devil for laughing. Are you mad yet? Are you tired of Satan laughing at you? Are you tired of being the butt of his jokes? Are you tired of being punked by the devil like I was? Then do what I did and what Jesus did. Speak back to the devil and put him back in his place. Slap that smile off his face and shut him up. When I realized he was laughing at my pain, I told the enemy out loud in an audible voice, no, get behind me, Satan. It ain't over. It ain't over because I'm still breathing and I'm still believing. It ain't over because you can laugh, but my Savior still lives. It ain't over because you're just a liar, but Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. It ain't over because you're just a punk and you have no power. You need permission. It ain't over because I'm not a failure. I'm just flawed, but forgiven. It ain't over because all you can do is talk, but you can't touch me and you'll never have me. You'll never have my marriage, my family, my friends, my finances, my health, my purpose, my integrity, or my destiny. You might try to predict my future, but God has already determined it. So Satan, get up, pack up, back up, and shut up before I call my daddy on you. So my question to you men this week on The Real Men Check-In is, are you mad yet? Because real men never give losers the last laugh. They give God the last word. And he says, in the end, we win. So that's The Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling, and they need to stop the devil from laughing at them and need to shut them up. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays as well. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love reading podcast reviews from the listeners. It just blesses my heart and blesses my soul because it let me know that we are making a difference with this podcast. And this review comes from Joe Taff. Joe Taff, that's his ID name. And Joe Taff writes, "I listen to a lot of podcasts, none which makes my life better. They entertain, but they do not teach. This podcast really can make you a better man, a better father, and a better husband. I have subscribed and I will listen daily." Thank you, Joe Taff, for that 5-star review on iTunes. We really appreciate it. And guys, I picked these at random, so who knows? I may actually pick yours and read it on the air. And as you know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Praise the Lord. Thank you, guys. And if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible, terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.